Hallelujah, in the name of Christ, we commence the last session connected to the source.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始联会的最后一堂正道。
Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4.
请翻到尼希米记。
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 4.
尼希米记第二章第四节。
Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
第四节，王问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。
So for the last 4 days, we have studied with one another how Nehemiah was connected to the source.
在过去的几天，我们和大家分享尼希米是如何连接到神的。
So that's why when he prayed to God.
所以当我们向神祷告的时候
，God heard all his prayer.
神都听了他的祷告。
And the reason he was able to connect to the source because he lived a life of love.
他之所以与源头连接，是因为他过着有爱的生活。
And when he kneeled down and prayed, the first thing to proceed from his mouth is to praise the true and living God.
他从他嘴巴祷告的第一件事情，他说的就是赞美神的话。
And he also prayed with repentance.
他有悔改的祷告。
And he also prayed with faith and hope.
他有信心及盼望的祷告。
So we'd be able to live this kind of life, for sure we are connected to the source.
如果我们有办法过着这样子的生活，我们一定与源头有连接。
You know, when I'm working with the senior ministers,
很多时候当我与比较年长的传道
they increase my faith so greatly.
他们都能增加我的信心。
Why? Because when they serve God,
为什么呢？因为当他们服侍神的时候
They serve God with such great faith and hope.
他们是多么大的盼望及信心来服侍神。
I remember when I went to Ghana.
我记得当我去加纳的时候
And our first night in Ghana.
在加纳的第一个晚上
And we arrived there almost about 11 o'clock at night.
我们大概十一点多晚上才到达。
And so during time we want to take a bath.
那个时候第一件事情就是想要洗澡。
So we want to look for water.
我们就去找水。
But there's no water.
但是没有水。
Then both of us, we just say, let's just go to sleep.
那我们两个就对彼此说，不然我们就直接去睡觉。
And then around midnight,
就到了半夜。
And we heard people screaming and yelling, fire, fire, fire.
我们突然间听到外面的人大声喊着说，火啊，火啊。
No, I've been waiting at Heathrow Airport for 18 hours already, so I was so exhausted.
那因为我在机场转机等了18个小时，所以我已经非常劳累了。
Actually, both of us were so tired.
其实我们两个工人都非常的劳累。
But when we heard fire, fire, the first thing we did is to open, because we live in the second floor during that time.
所以当我们听到有人大声的喊起火，起火了，我们住在阁楼。
So when we heard fire, we opened the front door.
我们一听到人家喊起火，我们就把前门打开。
So when we opened the front door, we can see the flame, right? The fire has already started to burn in the hallway, and the smoke came into the room.
当我们一打开就看到大火，然后烟就把就都进到屋子里面来。
So it was too hot for us to go down the stairs.
所以我们也没有办法到下面去，因为实在太热了。
So we closed the door.
我们就把门关起来。
Thank God during the time we had some drinking water.
感谢神，那时候房间里面有一些喝的水。
And we just took a handkerchief and put some drinking water and then, you know, wet it and then put over our mouth.
我们就拿一些毛巾，把毛巾沾湿，然后盖在嘴巴跟鼻子上。
As I was looking on the roof, there's a fire coming in already.
那我一看屋顶，就发现火正在往这个方向烧过来。
So for me during the time, I just want to bring the chair and just break the windows and just be my jump.
我就想说，我想要拿起椅子打破窗户，然后从窗户里逃生出去。
And the senior minister said, "No, no, don't do that, don't do that."
但是那个年长的传道就跟我说，你不要这么做。
And I say, "Why are we going to die in this room?"
我问他说，为什么呢？我们会在这里被烧死。
And he said, "The window costs $50."
他跟我说，不要打破窗户，因为那窗户要$50美金。
You don't want to break this window.
你不一定，你不会把想把这个窗户打破的。
And I look at him like, "What do you mean for $50?"
我看一看他，想说你是什么意思？窗户50块就不打破吗？
Just, oh, don't break it, don't break it.
所以他就跟我说，你不要打那个窗户。
You know, the windows in Africa is like one of those things you can turn, right? The windows and then there's pieces, right?
那你知道在非洲的窗户是一块一块结成的，是你可以转的。
So he went ahead and took the window piece by piece and lay it nicely on the table.
所以那个传道就很小心的把那一块一块的木头拿下，好好的放在旁边。
For me, I couldn't believe it.
对我来说，我觉得不可思议。
But because he was a senior minister, so I just, you know, sat there and listened to him.
当然，因为他是比较资深的传道，所以我就听他的话。
And another amazing thing is that when he, you know, took those glasses out of the window, he took the glasses off the window is closer to the fire.
那更不可思议的是，当他小心把玻璃窗户的玻璃片拿下来的时候，他把最靠近火的那些玻璃片拿下来。
So I didn't understand why.
我不了解为什么。
So during the time he was just taking out the glass, and all of a sudden we heard water. Someone is spraying water against the building.
就在我们拿下一块一块的玻璃的时候，我们就听到有水的声音。
And then they'd be able to put up a ladder, and we'd be able to go down off the ladder to that window.
那有人就放上了梯子，我们就从梯子上面下去。
But if you were to take the glasses off the other window on the side, actually there's no way you can put the ladder up there for us to go down.
但是我一想说，如果我们是拿另外一个窗户的玻璃的话，那我们就没有办法下去，因为他们没有办法把梯子搭上来。
When this pastor, you know, taken out the glass from the window.
当这个传道把玻璃片从窗户上拿下来，
he was so calm.
他是很冷静的。
For sure, you know, God was with him.
我们可以确信的就是神是与他同在。
And for him to take the glass out of the window, I'm sure he didn't plan for this at all.
我相信他没有计划是怎么样把玻璃片一片一片拿下来。
But God moved his heart to do so.
但是我相信神感动了他的心，让教他要怎么样拿下来。
During time, thank God, we were able to use the water and put out the fire.
感谢神之后，我们就喷水，然后就可以把火给灭了。
During the time, we were all smoky, we all smelled really bad, so we wanted to take a bath.
那时候整个身上都被烟熏着，都是味道，所以我们只是想洗澡。
So after we went to see if there's water.
之后我们又去找水，看看有没有水可以洗澡。
And there's no water.
当然找不到水。
Because in Ghana, a certain day they will turn off the water.
因为在加纳，不是每一天都有水，特定日期他们会把水关掉。
So that day, the whole day they had no water at all.
但是所以那一整天他们都是没有水的。
And the only water that we had is for that half an hour to put out the fire.
我们唯一有水的时间就只是那短短的半个钟头可以把火给灭掉。
Because afterward we want to take a bath and we go and try to find water, there's no water.
因为之后我们想要找水洗澡，但是却找不着水。
So for me, I learned a lot from the senior minister.
所以对我而言，我从资深的传道学到很多。
Actually, among the Kenyans, brother and sister, they always say, you know, this minister is a crazy person, right?
很多肯雅的弟兄姐妹，他们都会说这个传道有一点不太对劲。
But why do they say it's crazy?
为什么他们都会说他不太正常呢？
Because it's not crazy in a bad way.
当然不是说他不正常的是不好的。
But because he is so brave.
而是因为他很勇敢。
Because he has so much faith.
因为他有很大的信心。
And his faith is always in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而他的信心是永远在我们主耶稣基督身上。
There's a tribe in Kenya called Maasai.
在肯雅有一族人叫马赛。
Actually, this tribe is very fierce.
而这族人他们都是非常凶猛的。
They still now use poison darts, right? Poisonous darts to kill people and stuff like that.
直到今日，他们都还有用有毒的弓箭来杀人。
And they're the only tribes that the government allowed them to sleep with the tiger and the lions because the animal just smell their scents, then they just run away.
而他们也是在非洲唯一一族人，政府容许他们跟野生动物如狮子来一起同睡的，因为他们身上发起的气味会让那些野生动物吓跑。
So one time the local worker was telling me.
所以有一天当地的工人跟我这么说。
This pastor want to go and preach to the Maasai.
这个传道他想要去给这族人传福音。
And the local worker say, no way, we're not going to go there.
而当地的工人就跟他说，我们绝对不会去到那里的。
Because the Maasai, they actually, if they don't like you, they can just kill you.
因为马赛这个族人若他们不喜欢你，他们会当地把你就罚。
So this pastor went ahead and go by himself.
所以这个传道人他就自己去了。
Why the local workers was waiting for him?
那当地的工人就在后面等他。
Because in Kenya there's like, you know, over 70 different kind of tribes, but every tribe have their own territory.
因为在肯雅大概有70多个族，而每一个族他们都有他们的属地。
So when this pastor went into the tribe of Maasai,
所以当这个工人到了马赛这个族的地方，
the workers were so worried about him.
其他的工人都对他为他很担心。
But amazingly, he walked back out.
但是很奇妙的是，他竟然能走出来。
And not only that, he carried a weapon with him.
不止这样子，手上还带着武器。
And this weapon is only given from the Maasai to a good friend.
而这个武器是只有族人会给他好朋友的武器。
So when they saw him, not only went in to preach the gospel, he came out, and the Maasai tribe gave him this weapon, right, that he bring him with him.
所以这个传道人不只进去把福音传给他们，出来的时候，他们还把给最好朋友、盟友的武器给了这个传道人。
And it's really amazing.
这是很奇妙的。
So that's why we're the chosen people of God.
所以我们身为神的选民。
When we are connected to the source.
当我们与源头连接。
We will have great faith.
我们就会大有信心。
And this faith will be able allow us.To overcome everything.
而这个信心就可以使我们战胜许多的事情。
So one time I was in a, was in a taxi with this pastor.
所以有一天我和这个传道同坐一台计程车。
And the taxi cab, the windshield is cracked or broken.
那这个计程车的前面挡风玻璃是破掉的。
I see in Ghana almost every taxi cab the windshield is broken.
当然在加纳的计程车很多车子的挡风玻璃都是裂的。
But the police officer never gave them any problem.
但是警察绝对不会给他们任何问题。
But because they saw two white men, right, in the taxi cab, so the police pulled us over.
但是因为他看到车子里面是坐两个白人，所以他就把这个计程车停下来。
And then they wanted money.
他当然，警察就想要要钱。
And of course, one of the local workers went to talk to the police. There's three police officers in the town.
那当地的工人就下车去跟这当地的三个警察有一些沟通。
And the chief of police was there too.
那警察局长他也在那里。
So they insist that we must give them money if we want to go through.
他就坚持说我们一定要给他们钱，我们才能通行。
But the pastor refused to give money.
但是那个工人是拒绝给他们钱。
Of course, it's not the money, but you know, it's more like you know your moral values, right? Your ethics.
当然不是因为钱的问题，而是价值观一个准则的问题。
So the local workers came and said.They're not going to let us through.
但所以那个工人就过来跟我们说，他们说绝对不会让我们通行。
And then the pastor he went outside.
那个传道就下了车，到了外面去。
And for me, I'm just sitting in the car, just watching what's going on.
那我一个人坐在计程车上，就观察发生什么事。
Because the police officer seemed very angry.
因为警察看起来像很生气。
So the time the pastor went out.
所以这个传道下车。
And all of a sudden, I saw the pastor hold the collar of the chief of police like this.
那突然间我就看到这个传道抓紧了警察的领子。
And he said to him.
他就对他说。
Are you a Christian?
问他说你是基督徒吗
almost everybody in Africa, they are Christian.
因为在非洲大部分的人都是基督徒
And he said, yes, I am a Christian.
他就说是的我是基督徒
And he said, I'm a servant of Jesus Christ.
他就跟他说我是神的工人
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us go.
我奉主耶稣的名叫你让我们通行
Amazingly, the chief of police just looked at him like, okay, okay, you can go, you can go.
那警察局长看着看他就说好吧你可以走了
Of course, when I look at all the situation going on,
当然我在那里观察
Actually, this pastor have great faith.
这个传道实在大有信心
Why? Because he was connected to the source.
为什么呢？因为他与源头连接
And because he have so, such great love.
因为他大有爱
And for sure, every time he kneel down and pray, he always prays the true and living God.
所以他每一次祷告，他当然是向又真又活的神祷告
And for sure, he always pray with repentance.
当然他也常常有忏悔的祷告
And always pray with hope.
他常常大有盼望的去祷告
And that's why he has such great faith.
也因为这样子，所以他有大有信心
And you and I, we must have this kind of faith.
所以你和我也一样要有这样子的信心
So when we go out and preach the gospel,
所以当我们到外面去传福音
every soul will be able to obey the words we speak to them.
每一个灵魂都能听进我们想要跟他说的真理
And Satan has no chance to fight against us.
而撒旦就不会有机会来攻击我们
Why? Because when we feel with the Spirit of God.
因为当我们被神的灵所充满
Then Satan cannot stand in front of us.
撒旦就没有办法站立在我们面前
Several months ago, I went to one of the churches for a spiritual convocation.
几个月前我到一个教会去开灵恩布道会
And this church is known for, you know, a lot of division and things like that.
那这个教会常常有一些分歧
So while I was sleeping in the pastor's room,
就当我睡在传道房的时候
and all of a sudden Satan showed up.
突然间撒旦出现了
And this is the first time I've seen Satan when he showed up, he has his battle gear on.
这也是第一次我看到撒旦出现是全副武装的
and he said to me,
他对我说
What are you doing here?
你在这里做什么
This is my territory.
这是我的地盘
And for me, when I heard that, I was completely in shock.
我听到这个的时候，我非常的惊讶
This is a true church of God.
这是神的真教会
But why do Satan say this is my territory?
为什么撒旦会说这是我的地盘
The only thing came to my mind.
我唯一想到的
That Satan win win this battle already.
就是撒旦已经赢了这场灵战。
He occupied this place already.
他已经占领了这个地盘。
No wonder brothers and sisters are so divided.
难怪弟兄姐妹有这么多分歧。
So that's why when we going out to preach the gospel.
所以当我们到外面去传福音。
When we try to help brothers and sisters in church.
当我们想要帮弟兄姐妹。
We have to realize we're fighting against Satan.
我们要必须知道我们是在与撒旦灵战。
I mean for Satan to say this is my territory.
让撒旦说这是我的地盘。
This means he must occupy the whole church already.
这代表说他已经占领了这个教会。
And how can we allow this to happen?
我们怎么可以容许这种事发生呢？
Because we're not connected to the source.
因为我们与源头没有连接。
Let's be like Nehemiah.
就如同尼希米。
We can see that he was connected to the source.
我们可以看到他的生活是与源头连接的。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 10.
在尼希米记第一章第十节。
Verse 10 and verse 11.
第十节第十一节。
What is the fifth connection that he built connected to the source.
他与源头连接的第五个连接是什么？
Chapter 1 verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Now these are your servant and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power, by your strong hand. Verse 11.
第十一节。
O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servant who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day. I pray and grant me mercy in the sight of this man, for I was a king of Kabiria. So we can see it's very clear that Nehemiah's prayer, God heard everything that he asked.
我们可以看到尼希米所有的祷告神都聆听了。
So remember during this time, Nehemiah, he had great position in the world during that time.
那个时候的尼希米，他在世上是有权位、有位子的人。
But when he prayed to God,
但是当他向神祷告
，In verse 11, he mentioned three times the word servant.
在十一节，独独他就提了三次仆人。
Because he knows, even though he has high position in the world.
虽然他知道他在世上是有地位的人。
But it's nothing compared to God.
但是跟神比起来什么都不算。
But quite often when we pray to God.
很多时候当我们向神祷告。
We do not pray with a heart of humility.
我们不是用谦卑的心来祷告。
Especially some of us are very well to do.
很多时候我们可能很富有。
And maybe when we have high position in the world.
我们在世上也有地位。
We think we are something.
我们觉得我们算什么。
But in the eyes of God.
但是在神的眼中。
We are nothing.
我们其实什么都不
算。
所以当我们祷告的时候我们要有谦卑的心来祷告。我记得有一个姐妹。这个姐妹在世上很有地位。所以在职务会的时候她常常很大声地说话。
Own opinion very sharply.
他常常很专注在他自己的想法。
And sometimes when things does not go her way, she just walk out of the council meeting and just leave.
那如果开会的结果不是照他的意思，他就会生气的离开职务会。
And then one day,
有一天
during one of the council meeting,
在开会的时候
，and she just sat in the meeting without saying anything at all.
他坐在那里什么都没有说。
And this is very strange.
这是很奇怪的。
Because every council meeting, she always speak very loudly.
因为在每一次开会的时候，他的声音都很大。
But this time she did not say anything.
但是这一次他却什么都没有说。
Then we found out that she lost her job.
我们就发现原来他刚刚把工作丢了。
And already for 3 months she had not found any job at all.
而在过去的三个月，他都是没有工作的。
So because of this, she did not speak her own words.
也因为这样子，他在职务会都没有说话。
Then God allowed this to happen over 2 years.
神让这样子的事情长达两年的时间。
Find any job, even though she's very educated.
在两年的时间，她都失业。虽然她所受的教育是很高的，但是非常感谢神。
God loved her so much.
神非常的爱她。
And God wanted to teach her how to humble herself.
神要教导她如何谦卑下来。
So you and I.
所以你和我。
We must learn from Nehemiah.
我们必须要从尼希米学习。
Really, who are we in front of God?
我们在神面前算的什么呢
？Yes, even though we're the CEO of a company.
我们就算是公司的总裁。
But in the eyes of God, we are nothing.
但是在神的眼中我们什么都不是。就在那个时候当我们祷告我们就能与源头连接。很多时候身为弟兄姐妹的我们我们常常做很多善事。但是做善事的同时不要骄傲。
Because when we puff ourselves up,
因为当我们自己自吹,
then we become with pride.
我们就有骄傲。
And this pride will kill us.
而这个骄傲会把我们杀死。
Let's turn off the book of Luke chapter 18.
请翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的第十八章。
Verse 9.
第九节
Luke chapter 18 verse 9.
路加福音第十八章的第九节
And this is the prayer of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
这个是法利赛人和税吏人的祷告
Of course, outwardly the Pharisee they are much better than the tax collector.
我们知道法利赛人远远好过税吏人
But the tax collector is nothing but a sinner.
税吏人什么都不是，他们只是罪人
But why was the tax collector be able to go home and be justified rather than the Pharisee?
但是为什么税吏人他们却有办法他们有办法正义的回家。
And why did God be able to hear the prayer of the tax collector rather than the Pharisee?
为什么神却只听税吏人祷告而不听法利赛人的祷告呢？
Because of humility.
因为他们的谦卑。
Chapter 18, verse 9.
第十八章的第九节。
And he spoke this parable to some who trusted themselves, and they were righteous and despised others.
第九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。
So what is the characteristic of a person who is proud?
所以一个骄傲的人，他们是有什么样的特性
？What is the characteristic of a person who is not humble?
有一个不是谦卑的人，他们特性又是什么
？We can see three things here in verse 9.
从第九节，我们看到三样特点。
First, a person who is proud, they trusted in themselves.
一个骄傲的人，他们是仗着自己的。
This means I can do everything.
就代表我自己什么都可以做。
I can do this, I can do that.
我可以做这，我也可以做那。
So this means if we reflect on ourselves.
所以当我们自我反省。
If we live a life to trust in ourselves.
如果我们活着是只仗着自己的生活。
This means we are proud.
就代表我们是骄傲的。
And what is the second characteristic?
第二个特点是什么？
They themselves think they are righteous.
他们自己称义。
In other words, when they look at other people,
也代表说当他们看别人
they think I'm better than other people.
他们会觉得我比别人好
If we think like this,
如果我们这么想
and then we are a proud person.
那我们就是一个骄傲的人
Then the third characteristic,
第三个特质
they despise others.
他们藐视别人
So this is really a great definition for a person who is not humble.
这是三个可以来形容一个骄傲人的特质
We can see sometime when we see brothers and sisters in church.
当我们看弟兄姐妹
A person who is proud,
一个骄傲的人
not because this person did not do anything,
并不是因为他什么都不做
Sometimes when we see a person is proud,
当我们看到有一个人骄傲
because he served God so much,
也是因为他很服侍神
But the more we serve God,
但是我们越服侍神
the more we should humble ourselves,
我们就应该要越谦卑
But if the more we serve God, the more we become proud, this means we're not serving God.
如果我们越服侍神，我们就越骄傲，那就代表我们其实根本就没有在服侍神
Just like this Pharisee,
就如同这个法利赛人
He trusted himself.
他仗着自己。
Why did he trust himself?
他为什么相信自己？
Look at it in verse 2.
第二节。
I mean, verse 10.
第十节。
Chapter 18, verse 10.
第十八章的第十节。
Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
有两个人上殿底去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
So a Pharisee and a tax collector is like night and day.
所以法利赛人和税吏来比较，就如同天和日。
So suppose a Pharisee is a person who do God's will.
一个法利赛人，比如说，就像一个服侍神的工人。
But look at it in verse 11.
但是到第十一节，你看。
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告。
So this means he trusted himself.
因为他仗着自己。
Even though it seemed he's praying to God.
虽然表面上他看起来向神祷告。
But the Bible said even though he prayed to God, but he prayed to himself.
但是圣经说，他就算在那边祷告，他也是自言自语的在祷告。
So quite often we also are like this.
很多时候我们也是这样子的。
It seems to be praying to God.
很像我们在向神祷告。
But everything that we think about is all about ourselves.
但是我们一切所想的都是关于我们自己的。
Why? Because we think that we are someone.
因为我们自认为我们是很重要。我们认为我们是值得去提起的。
Just like this Pharisee.
就如同这个法利赛人。
Yes, even though he prayed, but he prayed thus with himself.
他就算是祷告，但是他也是自言自语的在祷告。
Because he trusted himself.
因为他相信他自己。
And then he said, God.
他说神啊
I thank you that I'm not like other men
我感谢你我不像别人
Extortioner, unjust, adulterers
勒索不义奸淫
So in other words, this, he thinks that he is righteous
他自认为自己是义人
And of course, it's only right that we thank God for being righteous
他当然感谢神说他自己是义人
But he thinks that he is righteous because he is a righteous person
但是他自己认为他自己是义人是因为他自己这么想的
Even though say, I, God, I thank you
所以他说神啊我感谢你
So for us we cannot be like this
所以我们不可以这个样子
Quite often we just exactly like the Pharisee But we don't know it
很多时候我们就像法利赛人一样但是我们自己不自觉
Especially when we compare ourselves to other people
很多时候我们跟别人做比较
No, for me when I first came to know Jesus Christ
当我刚来信主的时候
I always think why the other denomination
我就会想说为什么其他的教派
Why can they not see the simple things that God want to reveal to them
为什么他们看不见这么简单神要给他们启示的事情
呢
我们很多时候都会想说是我们比别的教会好是我们比别的教会好
But if we truly think about it,
但是当我们认真的想
Actually, our church lack a lot of things.
我们教会有缺乏很多东西
For example, doing charity work.
比如说做义工
Can our church be the Catholic Church doing charity work?
我们可以跟天主教来比较做义工的分量吗
No way.
当然不行。
And let's talk about evangelism.
我们说传道。
Can we be the Jehovah's Witness and go out to evangelize?
我们可以跟做耶和华见证人的那些信徒他们来做比较吗
？There's no way.
也没有办法。
Almost every state I go to.
不管我到了哪一个州。
And almost every time I always see the Jehovah's Witness two by two going to house to house to preach the gospel.
我都可以看到耶和华见证人他们的信徒们两个两个的出去传福音。
And some of them, even though they're Caucasian, they speak Mandarin fluently.
就算有一些人他们是白人但是他们却能说一口流利的国语。
And speak Vietnamese fluently.
他们可以说一口流利的越南话。
And speak Cambodian fluently.
甚至说一口流利的柬埔寨话。
Why? Because they are so dedicated to evangelize.
为什么呢因为他们是很诚心的想要去传道 我们呢
Do we really do such great things for God?
我们真的为神做这么多事情吗
Actually, the reason we are greater than others
我们之所以比别人好
Because God's mercy is upon us
因为神的怜悯在我们身上
Because he revealed the truth to us
因为他把真理给我们显现
But compared to the deeds that we have done
但是比较我们所行的善行
For example, giving tithes
比如说献十一捐
Yes, actually, ifActually, we have a lot of members who are millionaires.
很多我们的信徒都是百万的。
If we give 10% of the money that we make, actually the GA has no worry at all for the next 50 years.
如果他们真的，我们每一个人都献十一捐，总会绝对在未来的二十年都没有什么问题。
But we don't.
但是我们并没有这么做。
One time I heard on the radio station.
有一天我在电台上听到。
There's a football player.
有一个美式足球员
He's a professional football player.
他是一个专业的足球员
And he makes about $10 million a year.
那他一年赚100万的薪水
And during time the news people were so impressed by his offering.
那电台的人就说他们对于他的奉献是很惊讶的
Because every year he would give 10% of his earning to his church.
因为每一年他真的会奉献上他所赚的十一捐
That earning is $1 million.
而那个十一捐就是10万块钱
For me, I'm so impressed.
我非常的惊讶
Of course, we're not saying that brothers and sisters have no love to offer. Many brothers and sisters offer so much money.
我不是说我们的弟兄姐妹没有爱去奉献，其实有很多弟兄姐妹他们都很慷慨的奉献
But not every one of us.
但是不是每一个人
If every one of us offer for sure, the GA is no need to worry.
如果我们真的每一个人都献上十一捐，总会真的不用担心。
Now the GAs want to, you know, get some TTP students.
就算像现在总会想要招一些神学生。
But there's no budget for it.
但是没有资金可以再招更多的神学生。
But even then, it does not stop the GA.
但是就算是这样子，总会不会停止工作。
But because they know and have faith that God will move brothers and sisters' heart to donate the money.
因为他们相信一定会有弟兄姐妹感动奉献出来。
But what I'm saying.
但是我想说的是。
No other denomination.
其他的教派。
They do not have the true word of God.
他们没有神真的。
Have the Spirit of God.
他们没有神的灵
And they do so much more than we do.
但是他们做的却比远远超过我们能做的
This one church have that every time they give a sermon.
有一个教会每一次他们讲道的时候
They translate into 125 different languages.
他们都会翻成125个语言
How awesome is this?
那个不是很奇妙吗
So this means every time a preacher speaks in English, there's 125 five different languages being translated to all the brothers and sisters.
也代表说每一次传道用英文讲到的时候，弟兄姐妹都可以听到120种不同的语言作为翻译。
This is great love.
这就是很大的爱。
See, other Christians sometimes they love God more than we do.
其实很多基督徒他们爱神超过我们爱神的程度。
Who was the first one to go to Africa to preach the gospel?
第一个到非洲去传道的是谁？
And the first missionary who went there.
到那里第一个去传福音的是谁？
They were cannibalized.
他在那边他们被屠杀。
They were killed, they were eaten.
他们是活活的被当地的人吃掉。
For sure was not us.
那些人绝对不是我们教会的。是其他教派的人。
But that was God's will.
但是那是神的旨意。
So when we go to Africa,
所以当我们到了非洲。
All the things we need to worry about is that we don't have enough food to eat.
我们所有需要担心的就是不够食物吃。
Maybe walk a little bit far.
或者就是需要走远一点的路，但是我们不需要担心会有人跑出来把我们杀掉吃了。看我们的赞美诗，530首诗。
How many hymns are written by our members?
你知道有多少诗是我们信徒写的吗？
Actually, maybe four or five.
可能只有四五首吧。
But the rest is from other denominations.
但是其他的诗都是别的教派写出来的。
Because they love God so much.
因为他们这么的爱神。
But it doesn't mean they will be saved.
当然不代表他们一定可以得救。
But what I'm trying to say.
但是我想要说的是。
When we speak to them.
当我们跟他们传福音。
We should not be over righteous. Overly righteous.
我们不要太过自义。
We think we are much better than they are.
想一想说我们比你好。
This is what I have learned for the last 12 years.
这也是我过去12年来所学习的。
For example, when they come from other denominations.
比如说当他们从别的教会来我们教会。
And they say, oh, I also have the Holy Spirit.
他们说我们也有圣灵。
And for me in the early years.
当我早期的时候。
I would say, no, you don't.
我会跟他说不你没有。
You have the Holy Spirit in you.
你没有真的灵在你里面啊。
But now I don't talk like that anymore.
但是我现在不这么说了。
Instead, I say, oh, praise and thank God.
我会说感谢神。
If you think you have the Holy Spirit.
如果你认为你有圣
But come to study the word of God with us.
为什么不来跟我们一起查考神的话？
By interact this way, actually, God will be with us.
我觉得我当我这样子跟他们互动的时候，神就会与我们同在。
And many times I see with my own eyes.
很多时候我亲眼见。
Even though this Christian from other denominations.
虽然他们是别的教派基督徒。
They proclaim they have the Holy Spirit.
他们宣他们有圣灵。
But actually they don't.
但是虽然他们没有。
But when they come to seek for the truth with us.
但是当他们来到这里和我们一起查考真理。
Even when they kneel down and pray.
他们祷告。
And all of a sudden,You can see that their tongue have changed.
我们就发现他们的舌音开始转变。
And they receive the spirit that we have.
他们就得到了我们所得的圣灵。
So in other words, do not be like this Pharisee.
所以不要像这个法利赛人。
Yes, thank you, God. I'm not like other men.
神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人。
Extortionate, unjust, idolaters.
勒索不义，奸淫。
Then the poor tax collector.
而那个可怜的税吏。
Actually, he just stayed there by himself, not even look up to heaven.
他远远的站着，甚至不敢举天看。
And what did this Pharisee say?
这个法利赛人说什么？
Even as this tax collector.
他说，就如同这个税吏。
Is it true the tax collector is a sinner?
真的税吏是罪人吗？
Yes, it's very true.
是的，是真的。
Is it true other denominations do not have the truth like we have?
别的教派没有真理像我们一样，是真的吗？是真的。
Yes, it is true.
是真的。
But the way we look at it, we must have this great love inside our hearts.
但是当我们看他们的时候，我们心中要有爱。
Look at this Pharisee.
先看这个法利赛人。
First, he trusted himself.
第一，他称义。
He think that he's righteous.
他仗着自己。
And he despise others.
他甚至藐视别人。
The tax collector just mind his own business in the corner.And this Pharisee involved him in his own ways, like compare himself to the tax collector.
税吏只是远远的站着，谁都不敢理。但是这个法利赛人却在祷告中跟自己把这跟这个税吏来做比较。
And look at verse 12.
请看第十二节。
I fast twice a week.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I give tithes all that I possess.
凡我所得的都献上十分之一。
Is this true?
这是真的吗
？Yes, it was true.
是的，是真的。
Would the custom the Pharisee to fast twice a week?
一个法利赛人禁食两次。
And also to give tithes all that they have.
他们也的确献上十一捐。
But it doesn't mean they make him righteous.
但是这个不代表他就可以这样子称义。
But rather the word that proceeds from his mouth is nothing but proud.
而他从他口中所说的话什么都不是，只是骄傲的话。
He has so much pride inside his heart.
他心中有这么多的骄傲。
So this for me what I have learned when I speak to other denominations.
所以这也是我学习当我跟别的教派的人讲话。
Yes, what we have is completely true.
是的，我们所拥有的是真的。
And we are truly saved.
我们可以得救。
But when we talk to others,
但是当我们跟别人说话
we must have a heart humility.
我们要有谦卑的心
No, quite often we always say TJC this, TJC that.
我们常常说真耶稣教会这个真耶稣教会那个
But then when we invite a friend to church,
但是我们却从来不邀请我们的朋友
Then it seems like TJC is not the way it is.
当然我们如果这样子的话那其实真耶稣教会也不是我们所讲的
That's why some brothers and sisters are so upset we always preach the church.
所以有一些弟兄姐妹很难他们很反对我们都传教会
But of course you and I know our church is wonderful.
但是你跟我都知道教会是很好的
But when we talk about the word of God,
但是当我们讲神的话
do not preach the name TJC.
不要一直传真耶稣教会的名
because the name TJC does not, cannot save a person.
因为真耶稣教会这个名不能使一个人得救
For example, during the apostle time,
譬如说在使徒时代
do they have a name of the church?
他们教会有名字吗
No, actually there is no name for their church.
没有教会是没有名字的
Why? Because during that time there's only one church.
因为那个时候只有一个教会
But now there's thousands of churches.
但是现在有许多的教会
That's why we must have a name, True Jesus Church.
所以我们必须要有真耶稣教会这个名字
But if we name our church True Jesus Church,
但是如果我们称自己是真耶稣教会
we must have something to back it up.
我们一定要有办法支撑这个名字
For example, we name our daughter Bella.
比如说我们把我们的名我们的女儿叫美丽
Bella means beautiful.
美丽的意思就是她是长得很漂亮
But then you invite people to come to your house.
但是你请别人来你家里
Then they see your
他们看了你女儿
like, oh, wow, what is that?
他们说你生的是什么
How can you name her Bella? She's so ugly looking.
你怎么可以叫她美丽呢她长得那么丑
Of course, most little kids are always cute anyway, but I'm just saying.
当然大部分的小孩子都很可爱我只是做比喻
But, you know, when we talk about ourselves, true Jesus church,
当我们称自己是真耶稣教会
when we tell people come and see,
我们跟人家说你来看
They must have something to see.
他们一定要能看到什么。
No, about a month ago, I went to Vancouver.
有一个月前，我到了温哥华去。
And I was very tired on my way back to America.
我在回来的路程很劳累。
And then during the time, I went in front of the immigration officer.
那我到了这个移民官的前面。
And he asked me, what am I doing here?
那他问我说，你来这里做什么
？Say, I'm here to visit brothers and sisters.
我说，我来这里要来探访弟兄姐妹。
And he said, why?
他问我说为什么
I say because I'm a pastor.
我跟他说因为我是传道人
And then he was really excited.
他就很兴奋
like, oh, what church do you go to?
他就问我说你是去哪一个教会呢
What the name of your church?
你的教会名字叫什么
I say True Jesus Church.
我就跟他说我是从真耶稣教会的传道人
And he got so upset.
他就很难过
I say, why you name your church True Jesus Church?
他就问我说为什么你把你的教会叫真耶稣教会
And I say it was named like that since 1917.
我说我们从1917年的名字就是真耶稣教会。
Then he took my passport right and stood there like this.
那他拿了我的护照就站起来。
And he's an immigration officer.
他只不过是一个移民官。
I just want to go home.
我只是想要回家。
But he's making trouble with me.
但是他很像要找我麻烦。
And I have explained to him why we name my church True Jesus Church this and that.
我就在那里要需要跟他解释为什么我们的教会要叫真耶稣教会。
And then he said to me, yeah, I'm a Christian.
他就跟我说我也是基督徒。
You know, as a Christian, we should not name our church True Jesus Church.
他就说，我身为基督徒，我不觉得一个教会需要叫真耶稣教会。
I just ask him one question.
我就问他一个问题。
Do you think every church is true?
我就问他说，你认为每一个教会都是真的吗
？He said no.
他说不是。
Do you think everyone who preaches Jesus Christ is preaching the true gospel?
我问他说，你认为每个人传讲主耶稣基督的都是传真理吗
？He said no.
他说不是。
See, that's why we name our church True Jesus Church.
所以我才告诉你，我们教会就叫真耶稣教会。
We preach the true gospel of God.
因为我们传真的福音
And we are the true church of God.
我们是神真的教会
Then finally I say, okay, okay, you can go.
那他就跟我说好吧好吧你可以走了
So for us, when we think about ourselves,
但是有时候我们想想我们自己
Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of our church.
你不要乱想我对我们的教会非常骄傲
That's why I became a pastor.
所以我才成为真耶稣教会的传道人
To preach TJC gospel.
我为了就是要传真耶稣教会的道理
But quite often we don't even need to say TJC.
但是很多时候我们不用讲真耶稣教会
For example, the four nights of evangelism.
比如说在过去四个晚上的布道会
Did I mention TJC one time at all?
我有在上面讲过一次真耶稣教会的名字吗
Do you remember?
你记得吗
I did not mention TJC one time.
我没有一次提到真耶稣教会的名字
But when I go into the Bible,
但是当我回到圣经
and talk about baptism,
我讲洗礼
talk about Holy Spirit,
我讲到圣灵
talk about foot washing,
我讲到洗脚礼
All of you know that I'm talking about TJC.
你们大家都知道我讲的就是真耶稣教会的道理
Because our church is the only one that have such perfect salvation plan.
因为只有我们教会有这么完美的救恩道理
But for our friends and fellow and fellow Christians.
但是给我们的朋友还有基督徒。
Everything we study is in the Bible.
我们所读的都是从圣经来的。
We don't need to mention TJC.
所以我们不需要提正耶稣教会。
Why? Because sometimes people think we are so proud.
因为有时候人家觉得我们很骄傲。
But make sure inside our heart.
但是要确信我们的心中。
We are not proud.
我们不是骄傲的。
So that's why when we think about this Pharisee's prayer.
所以当我们想这个法利赛人的祷告。
This is a Pharisee.
这个是法利赛人
He's a man of God.
他是神人
But his mentality is completely wrong.
但是他的思想是意念是错的
Just like you and I,
就如同你和我
We are the true church of God.
我们是神的真教会
We speak the true gospel of God.
我们讲的是真道理
But make sure your mentality is in the right direction.
但是要确认我们的意念是往对的方向
But look at the tax collector.
就像这个税吏
Luke chapter 18 verse 13.
路加福音十八章第十三节
And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
十三节那税吏远远地站着连举目望天也不敢只垂着胸说神啊开恩可怜我这个罪人。
This is very interesting.
这是很有趣的。
The Pharisee speaks so eloquently.
这个法利赛人他是这么的言善词言语
And he speaks so much.
他讲这么多
But the tax collector.
但是这个税吏
What did he say?
他说什么呢
Actually, he would even, he stand afar off, first of all.
第一他远远地站着
Did not raise his eye to heaven.
连举目望天都不敢
And then he beat his breast, right?
只垂着胸
And he's saying one thing, he said, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
他只有说一样就说神啊可怜我这个罪人
Only with this one statement.
只有这么一句话。
He is more justified to be righteous than the Pharisee who said to himself that he is righteous.
他这个税吏比法利赛人更加是个义人。
And then look at verse 14.
请看十四节。
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than others.
我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了。
So in other words,
也就是换句话说
we are chosen people of God.
我们身为神的选民
we must definitely learn humility.
我们必须要学会谦卑
Actually, many other Christians also do great works for God.
有很多其他的教派他们也为神做很多圣功
So when we talk to them,
所以当我们和他们说话
we have nothing to be proud of.
我们没有什么可以自豪的
The reason we are more righteous than they are.
我们之所以比他们更能称义
Because God's grace is upon us.
因为神的怜悯在我们身上我们看看自己
Especially when it comes to evangelism.
尤其来到传福音。
Well, we, evangelism, we don't do even a little bit as much compared to others.
我们所做的一点点实在不能跟别的教派来做比较。
But we have the Spirit of God.
但是我们有神的灵。
We have the truth.
我们有真理。
But one day,
有一天
God will move all of our hearts.
神会感动我们每一个人的心。
We will go out there to preach the gospel.
我们会到外面去传福音。
And during that time,
就在那个时候
people will know that our church is connected to source.
大家就会知道我们的教会是与源头连接的。
Because God will be with us.
因为神是会与我们同在。
That's why when Nehemiah prayed.
所以当尼希米祷告
He prayed with such humility.
他是这么谦卑的来祷告。
Let's go to book Numbers.
请到生命
Numbers.
请到民数记
Numbers chapter 12.
民数记的第十二章。
Now when we humble ourselves,
当我们自我们谦卑
we are connected to the source.
我们就与源头连接。
When we are connected to the source,
当我们与源头连接
then God will exalt us.
神就会把我们高举。
So every single one of us,
所以我们每一个人
if we always pray a prayer of humility,
我们常常有谦卑的祷告
all of us are connected to the source.
我们就可以与源头连接。
And God will exalt our church.
神就可以高举我们的教会。
Above every church in this world.
高举我们教会胜过任何其他教会。
It will be like this on the end days.
在末日就是这个样子。
Numbers chapter 12.
在民数记第十二章
Chapter 12 verse 13
民数记第十二章的第十三节
Numbers chapter 12 verse 13
民数记第十二章第十三节
So Moses cried out to the Lord saying Please hear her, O God, I pray
第十三节于是摩西哀求主神说神啊求你医治他
This story is very interesting
这个故事很有趣
In Numbers chapter 12 verse 1 to verse 13
民数记第十二章第一节到第十三节
It talks about how Miriam and Aaron went against Moses.
讲的就是米利安还有亚伦如何来反对摩西
And why did Miriam and Aaron went against Moses?
但是为什么米利安反对摩西
At first in chapter 12 verse 1
在十二章的第一节
For he had Mary an Ethiopian woman.
摩西娶了古实女子为妻
Ethiopian woman is the same word as the Cushite woman.
这里讲的就是古时或米利安人。
If that is the case, actually this is the woman that Moses has been married to her since the beginning.
那如果是这样子的话, 这个女人也是从开始摩西就娶为妻子的。
Because he went to the land of Midian.
因为他曾经到, 米甸的地,
and he took himself a wife.
那他在那边娶了妻子。
And actually they call the Cushites.
那边的人, 他们称古时人。
But why all this time the Miriam and Aaron did not say anything?
但是为什么这么长的时间, 米利亚和亚伦什么都没有说呢?
But now they give Moses a hard time.
但是现在才来找摩西的麻烦。
So they spoke against him.
所以他们毁谤他。
But in reality, why did they spoke against him?
但是为什么他们要毁谤他?
Look at verse 2.
第二节,
so they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses?
第二节, 难道神单单与摩西说话?
He has not spoken through us also?
不也与我们说话吗?
It's very interesting.
这很有趣。
So why did they spoke against Miriam and against Moses?
为什么他们要毁谤摩西?
Because of their jealousy.
因为他们的妒忌。
We can see that during this time, actually, no, when they said, God also spoken to us.
因为他们在这里说, 神不也与我们说话吗?
Not only you, Moses.
不是只有你啊, 摩西。
Actually, during this time,
这个时候,
Moses should have many things to say to them.
摩西其实可以跟他们说很多的话。
Is it by your hands that God caused the 10 plagues to come upon the Egyptian?
可以问他说, 神是借着你的手有十灾吗?
Actually, Moses can say this to Aaron and Miriam.
其实摩西可以对米利亚还有亚伦这么说的。
Moses also can say to them, is it by your hand that God split the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk on dry land?
摩西也可以问他们, 神是借着你的手, 让 红海可以开, 让以色列人可以走过吗?
Is it by your hands that God brought forth water from the rock?
是借着你的手, 石头上, 石盘上可以出水吗?
Is it by your hands that God gave the 10 commandments?
是借着你的手, 神把十诫交上吗?
What I'm saying, Moses had many reasons not to humble himself.
其实摩西有很多的理由, 他不需要谦卑。
But the most amazing thing is,
但是最奇妙的是,
when Miriam and Aaron went against Moses,
当米利亚和亚伦毁谤他,
and who heard it?
谁听见了?
The Bible said, the Lord heard it.
圣经说, 这话神听见了。
So what does this mean for you and I?
这代表什么?
If we are a humble person,
如果我们是谦卑的人,
we don't need to speak much.
我们不需要说什么。
When our brother and sister go against us,
如果弟兄姐妹毁谤我们,
we pray for them.
我们为他们祷告。
We do not need to say anything back.
我们不需要回答什么。
Why? Because when we are a humble person,
为什么? 因为如果我们是谦卑的人,
God himself will fight for us.
神会为我们征战。
God himself will speak for us.
神会为我们说话。
So we don't need to worry.
所以我们不需要担心。
Look at verse 3.
请看第三节。
Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were on the face of the earth.
第三节, 摩西为人极其谦和, 胜过世上的众人。
Really, this is a great proclamation.
这的确是很好的重点。
If Moses written the book of Moses,
如果摩西,
if Moses written the book of Moses,
如果摩西写了摩西的书,
how can he be humble saying, now the man Moses, talking about himself, right?
他怎么可能谦卑呢? 他一定会说, 我摩西。
Just like I myself have read something, now Rudy the man, he's most humble than the people on the face of the earth.
比如说我自己写了我的传记, 那我说, 乌里是全世界最谦和的人。
Of course, if I do this, I'm not
humble. 我当然就不谦卑了。
But this is the word from God himself.
但是这是从神来的话。
How can anyone know that Moses is the most humble man in the face of the earth?
要怎么样让世人知道, 摩西为人谦和, 胜过世上所有的人呢?
Only God will know.
只有神知道。
Because God, he knows everybody in the face of the earth.
因为神认识世上的每一个人。
That's why God said Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth.
所以神才说, 摩西为人极其谦和, 胜过世上的众人。
And look at this.
看一看这个,
Moses was very humble.
摩西很谦和。
Because of this, God exalted him.
也因为这样子, 神把他高举。
To verse 1 to verse 13, Moses spoke only one time.
从12章的第一节到第13节, 摩西只说过一次话。
But he spoke only that one time, not to defend himself.
但是他说的那一次话, 不是来为自己辩解。
But spoke with such great love for his sister Miriam, a person who went against him.
他讲的话是带有爱的, 他是为他的姐姐说的, 为米利安来求情。
No wonder Moses was so connected to the source.
难怪摩西与源头是这么的连接在一起。
So you and I must be exactly the same way.
你和我应该都要一模一样。
Let's read verse 4.
第四节
Numbers chapter 12 verse 4
民数记第十二章第四节
Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. So the three of them came out.
第四节神忽然对摩西亚伦米利安说你们三人都出来到会幕里这里
God is just like a loving father.
神就如同慈爱的父亲
siblings fight against one another.
有三个弟兄姐妹在那边吵架
And then God said, the three of you come in front of the tabernacle.
那他就叫他们三个人都到会幕前来
I'm sure the two kids who make trouble.
我相信那两个造麻烦的小孩
I'm sure they were very afraid.
他们一定很害怕
But here, the three of them,
但是这里三个人
when they went in front of the tabernacle,
他们来到会幕这里
and look at verse 5,
第五节
verse 5,
第五节
then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward.
神在云柱中降临站在会幕门口招亚伦和米利安两人就出来
so, if we are Moses,
如果我们是摩西
if we live a life of humility,
我们活着谦卑的生活
really, we do not need to speak too much.
我们实在不用多说什么
yes, maybe some brothers and sisters speak against us,
是的有一些弟兄姐妹他们说我们的坏话
but it doesn't matter.
这代不重要了
just like Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses,
就如同米利安和亚伦毁谤摩西
he did not say anything.
他什么都没有说
because he knows God will handle them.
因为他知道神会处理。
What happened if Moses spoke back to Miriam and Aaron?
如果摩西辩解，然后把回米利暗和亚伦呢
？Then they will fight one another.
他们就会彼此争吵。
They will argue against one another.
他们就会吵架。
Then he has no opportunity to see God's intercession for them.
那他们就没有办法看到神如何为他们祷告。
And this is a true saying.
这是真的。
You know when my wife and I are about to argue.
如果我和我妻子要吵架的时候
no, nowadays we don't argue too much.
现在我们实在没有太争吵太多
Because I always joke around that I'm not home enough to argue with her.
我常常我常常开玩笑说因为我在家我不在家的时间实在太多没有时间跟她吵
And it's true.
是真的
These last 3 months I'm hardly home.
在过去的三个月我几乎都不在家
So when I'm home I'm always you know, show so much love toward her.
所以我一回到家我都只想给她让他知道我有多爱他。所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们见面的次数太多，或许你应该去散散心。我开玩笑的。
But no, when we are about to argue,
但是如果我们想要争吵
we just kneel down and pray.
我们就跪下祷告。
When we kneel down and pray,
当我们跪下祷告
almost every single time,
几乎每一次
we look at one another,
我们会彼此对看。
And we say, I'm sorry.
我们就会说对不起
Why we say we're sorry?
为什么我们说对不起
Because during our prayer,
因为在我们的祷告中
God moved our heart,
神感动了我们的心
to have more love toward one another.
让我们彼此更加有爱
Why do we argue in the first place?
我们为什么首先要吵架呢
Because sometimes I get to the point,
因为有时候到一个地
My wife and I, we lose everything in this world.
有时候我会想如果我和我妻子什么都没有了
But if I still have her,
但是只要我还有她
And I still have God,
我还有神
I have everything.
我就什么都有
There's no room for me to argue.
所以根本没有吵架的空间
There's nothing in life that want me to cause to argue with her.
在世上没有任何的理由值得我去和她吵架
So, but we must have the wisdom.
但是我们要有智慧
Of course, as husband and wife, we argue is not a big deal.
当然夫妻之间吵架是很正常的事情
But always involve God with us.
但是常常要记得要把神放在其中
You can see, just like Miriam and Aaron and Moses.
就如同亚伦米利安和摩西
They are siblings.
他们是兄弟姐妹
Why do they argue and be jealous of one another?
为什么要彼此嫉妒为什么要彼此争吵
But sometimes it happens.
但是有时候是会发生的
But Moses being the man of God.
但是摩西身为神人
The man full of humility.
他是一个极为谦和的人。
What did he do?
他做什么
He did not do anything.
他什么都没有做。
But God was the one that spoke for him.
而是神为他讲话。
Then you can see the three of them.
那你就可以看到三个人。
In front of the tabernacle.
在会幕前。
God, the heavenly Father.
神天父。
Ascended in pillars of cloud.
从天云柱上降下来
say to Aaron, Miriam,
就对米利安和亚伦这么说
come forth.
你们两个出来
I'm sure they were shaking their boots.
我相信他们一定吓得发抖
I would be really afraid.
如果是我一定非常害怕
But because God is the one that's speaking for Moses.
因为是神为摩西说话
Of course, even Aaron is such an eloquent speaker.
虽然亚伦是这么的擅长言语
How can he argue against God?
他怎么可以跟神来辩论呢是不可能的第六节
Then he said, hear my words, and there is a prophet among you. I, the Lord, make myself known to him in vision. I speak to him in a dream.
神说，你们且听我说，你们中间若有先知，我神必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
So God said to them,
所以神对他们说，
Yes, if there is a prophet among you,
是的，你们中间如果有先知，
How do I speak to them?
我要怎么和他们说话？
I make myself known to them in a vision.
我会在异象中向他们显现，
And I speak to them in a dream.
我会在梦中与他们说话。
And it's already wonderful enough already.
这已经是很美好了。
Any one of us see vision and have dreams, we would be already feel very close to our Lord Jesus Christ already.
任何人看到异象有异梦见异梦，我们都会觉得我们跟主耶稣非常的亲近。
But what did God say about Moses?
但是神怎么说摩西？
He said, "Not so with my servant Moses."
我的仆人摩西不是这样。
He is faithful in all my house.
他是在我全家尽忠的。
Because of this, I speak with him face to face.
我要与他面对面说话。
Even plainly and not in dark scene.
乃是明说，不是用谜语。
And you see the form of the Lord, why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
并且他必见我的形象，你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
So why did God speak to Moses face to face?
为什么神要面对面的与摩西说话？
And why did God fought for Moses?
为什么神要为摩西来征战？
Because he's a humble person.
因为他是个谦卑。
And not only that, because he's a faithful person.
不止这样子，他是个敬忠的仆人。
Completely connected to source.
也代表摩西完全的与源头连接。
No wonder God fought for him.
难怪神要为他征战。
And God explained to Miriam and Moses, Miriam and Aaron.
他跟米利亚还有亚伦这么解释。
Why are you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
神问他，为什么你不害怕毁谤我的仆人摩西呢？
In other words, he said, actually, you two are nothing compared to him.
换句话说，他跟他们说，你跟我的仆人摩西比起来什么都不是。
Because I never ever speak to you two face to face.
因为我从来没有面对面的和你们说话。
Because Miriam and Aaron are the one that say, God also spoke to them.
因为是米利安和亚伦说，神也与我们说话，不是吗？
And God said, no, I didn't.
神跟他们说，没有啊，我没有。
Face to face.
我从来没有面对面的与你们说话。
I only speak to Moses face to face.
我只有跟摩西面对面的说话。
So why are you not afraid to speak against him?
为什么你们不怕而毁谤他？
You see how God, how faithful He is.
你看到神是多么信实吗？
If you and I,
如果你和我，
we live a life of humility.
我们活着有谦卑的生活。
God will exalt us.
神会高举我们的。
And this is the faithful saying of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就如同主耶稣说的。
Look at verse 9.
第九节。
So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and He departed.
第九节，神就向他们两人二人发怒而去。
God did not.Was mad against Moses.
神没有对摩西发脾气。
But he was mad at Aaron and Miriam.
但是他向米利暗和亚伦发脾气。
Why? Because he spoke against Moses. They spoke against Moses.
因为他们毁谤了摩西。
Verse 10.
第十节。
And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous.
云彩从会幕上挪开，不料米利暗长了大麻风。
And she became as white as snow.
有雪那样白。
Then Aaron turned toward Miriam.
亚伦一看米利暗长大麻风。
And here she was a leper.
的确他长了大麻风。
Look at verse 11.
第十一节。
So Aaron said to Moses.
就对摩西说。
Oh my Lord.
我主啊。
This is a very different attitude.
这是很不同的态度。
In the beginning, say, "Hey, God also speak to us."
在开始的时候，他说神也与我们说话。
Not only to you,
不是只有对你。
But now, when after God spoke for Moses,
但是现在神为摩西说话。
And Aaron said, "Oh my Lord."
亚伦转过去对摩西说，我主啊。
He said, "Yes, you are great."
换句话说，他说是啊，你是伟大的。因为神这么的爱你，因为神站在你那边，因为神面对面的与你说话。
Yes, you are my Lord.
是啊，你是我的主啊。
But look at, and then Aaron said,
亚伦这么说，
Do not lay this sin on us in which we have done foolishly, in which we have sinned.
求你不要因我们犯愚昧犯罪，便将这罪加在我们身上。
If Moses married a wrong person,If Moses married the wrong person,
如果摩西娶的是错的人
and Aaron and Miriam spoke to him about that,
而亚伦米利暗因为这件事来毁谤他
then Aaron and Miriam would not say that they have done things foolishly.
那这样子亚伦和米利暗他们就不会说他们愚昧犯罪了。
Verse 12,
第十二节
Please do not let her as one dead who flesh is half consumed.When he comes out of the mother's womb.
第十二节，求你不要使他像那出母腹肉已半烂的死胎。
Actually, we can see, right? Who did Aaron spoke to?
看看亚伦是对谁说话。
Actually, after God told them about Moses,
当神跟他们说关于摩西的事，
God just left.
神就走了。
And then there are times, Aaron and Miriam only see Moses.
在那个时候，亚伦和米利暗只看到摩西。
So when he asked for forgiveness,
所以当他求原谅的时候，
he did not need to speak to God.
他不需要向神求原谅。
Because speaking to Moses is just like exactly speaking to God.
因为对摩西说，就如同对神说一样。
So that's why he asked Moses.
所以他求摩西。
Please do not let her be as one dead.
求你不要使他像那出母腹的死胎。你看看摩西神人。摩西是一个很好的神人。你想一想，如果你和我是摩西，有两个人对我们又吼又叫，又毁谤不是真的事情，而神站在我们这边。突然间米利暗得麻风。如果我是摩西，我就会跟他说，看吧，你们是错的、
right、
我才是对的，因为神在我这边、
so、
才怪你会得麻风、
so、let it be,
就是这样子吧、
But、Moses not like this.
但是摩西不是这样的。
Moses cry out.
摩西向神呼求。
See, the first time he spoke of all throughout the 13 verses.
在这13节里面，这也是他第一次讲话。
Why?
为什么？
Because if God speak for you, why do you need to speak?
如果神已经为你讲话了，你还需要说什么呢？
So the same thing for us.
对我们自己也是一样。
If we are humble person,
如果我们是谦卑的人，
and God speak for us,
神为我们讲话，
we do not need to speak.
我们实在不用再多说什么。
But when we speak,
但是当我们说话的时候，
we speak with such great love.
我们要有带有爱的来说话，
just like Moses.
就如同摩西。
It really amazes me.
这很让我惊讶。
He did not only say, "Oh God, please forgive her."
他不是说神啊，就原谅他吧。
But when he said he cried out loud to the Lord.
反而这里圣经说摩西哀求神。
But he should be yelling and screaming at Miriam and Aaron.
但是反过来，他本来应该是要对亚伦还有米利暗指责的。
But no, he cried out loud to the Lord.
但是没有，摩西哀求神。
And he said, "Please heal her, O God, I pray."
神啊，求你医治她。
Because he was connected to the source.
因为他与源头连接。
And God heard his prayer.
神听了他的祷告。
That's why Miriam only with leprosy for several days.
所以米利暗得大麻风也只不过是那么几天。要不是摩西，
Miriam should have been dead.
米利暗应该早死了。
But because of Moses,
但是因为摩西，
full of humility,
满有谦卑，
he was connected to source.
他与源头连接。
When he prayed to God,
当他向神祷告的时候，
God heard his prayer.
神听了他的祷告。
Just like Nehemiah,
就如同尼希米，
for sure is connected to source.
他肯定是与源头连接的。
When he asked God, please be attentive.To my prayer.
所以当他说，神啊，请侧耳听我的祷告。
And God heard his prayer.
神就聆听了他的祷告。
Listen about Nehemiah.
请翻回到尼希米记。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
尼希米记的第二章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven.
王问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。
You know, when we live a life that is connected to source.
我们如果活的生活是与源头连接的，
when we do things,
当我们做事情的时候，
we don't need to say much.
我们实在不用多说什么。
Because every word that proceeds from our mouth,
因为每一句从我们口中所说的话，
it proceeds with power.
是带有能力的。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
I remember when I was in Africa.
我记得当我在非洲的时候，
because during the time, sometimes we go, you know, 2-3 days without eating food.
有时候我们两三天都没有吃到食物。
And sometimes when we receive food, we have no idea this food is clean or not clean.
很多时候我们领到食物的时候，也不知道这个食物是干净还是不干净的。
And during time, every time I see a little food,
所以每一次当我看到那个食物，
I was so thankful.
我都非常的感谢。
I was so grateful.
我都非常的感谢神。
So when I pray to God,
我就跟神这么祷告。
God, thank you for this food.
神啊，感谢你这个食物。
Only when I say, "Oh God, I thank you for this food," I feel power came down from heaven.
当我说神啊，我感谢你赐给我这个食物，我就感觉从天上有能力降下来。
Why? Because during that time.
为什么呢？因为那个时候。
When I pray to God.
当我向神祷告。
Of course, being in Africa for a whole month, also you feel that you're so clean.
当然，在非洲一个月，你也会觉得你自己很清洁。
There's no TV.
因为没有电视。
There's no internet.
没有网络。
Everywhere I walk, I only see animals.
不管我走到哪里，都只有看到动物。
I don't think I see any women at all.
我甚至连女人都没有看到。
Why? Because you feel so pure during that time.
因为那时候你是觉得你全身都被神洁净了。当你祷告的时候，你是与源头连接的。
Thank you, Lord, I feel this power came down from heaven.
所以当我感谢神，感谢他赐给我的食物，我就感觉到能力降下来。
But since I came back from Africa,
但是自从我从非洲回来，
really, I tried to pray.
有时候我想祷告，
and I never felt the same way.
我从来没有再感觉到同样。
Why? Because there's so much food.
因为在这里食物实在太多了。
When I said, I thank you, Lord, but deep down inside, but there's so much food, you don't feel the same way.
虽然我说感谢神你赐给我食物，但是因为食物实在太多了，我真的没有感觉到那种感谢。
And one time I received a bowl of meat.
有一次我拿到一碗肉。
Oh, I was very excited.
我非常的兴奋。
Because I'm a meat person, I love to eat meat.
因为我是肉食主义的。
So the time when I received meat.
所以当我接受到那一碗肉。
I was so excited.
我好兴奋。
And I asked the brother.
我就问那个弟兄。
Hey, how do you get this meat?
我问他说这个肉从哪里来的。
It's like, oh, one of our neighbors, their cow died.
他跟我说哦，我们邻居有一头牛死了。我问他说这牛怎么死的？
You have no idea, the cow just died.
他就说我不知道，那牛就死了。
So he gave us some meat to eat.
那他就我就有一些肉可以吃。
And I say to myself,
我对我自己说
it is not sanitary.
其实这有一点不太卫生。
If the cow died, maybe has some kind of disease, something like that.
如果这个牛是因为什么疾病死了，
this bowl of meat is in front of me.
那现在这碗肉在我面前。
So I pray to God.
我就对神这么说。
I say, God, please sanctify this food.
我就说神啊，求你洁净这个食物。
When I prayed and sanctified this food.
当我这么说的时候，
really, I feel a power came down and sanctified the food.
我真的感觉从上有能力洁净了那个食物。
But now when I pray over the food.
但是现在我在这里感恩。
Please sanctify the food.
我说神啊，求你洁净这个食物。
But in my mind, I know every brother and sister, you know, are pretty clean when they cook the food.
但我的脑海里我就想说，在这里的弟兄姐妹煮食物都非常的干净。
And every meat we buy from the market has already been approved by the government.
从市场买来的肉也都是合法的，也是干净的。
So you don't feel the same way.
所以你不会感觉到一样。
So sometimes it's so difficult for us to be connected to source.
所以很多时候我们很难与源头连接。
Why? Because even though we have the pipes of love, we have the pipe of hope, all these things, but it's not a thing that's clogging it up.
虽然我们有爱有盼望的管子连接在源头，但是这个管子是塞住的。
For example, one of our brothers.
比如说我们有一个弟兄。
He's dying from some kind of sickness.
他得了一些病，那正在死亡边缘挣扎。
Now, of course, he cannot go to the hospital.
当然他不能去医院。
Because if you are not sick, you go to the hospital, you become sick.
因为很多时候你不是真的病，但一到医院就生病了。
Because the hospital is very unclean.
因为医院很不干净。
So what do they do?
所以他们做什么？
They just kneel down and pray.
他们就跪下祷告。
And God healed his sickness.
神就医治了他。
But for us.
但是对于我们。
Of course, praise and thank God that God gave us many great doctors.
神感谢神赐给我们很多好医生。
But I think it would be better.
但是我觉得有更好的。
If we have something wrong with us.
如果我们觉得我们自己不对劲。
Kneel down and pray.
跪下祷告。
But if we have great faith, God will heal us.
如果我们有信心，神就会医治我们。
But of course, even going to the doctors.
但是就算我们到了医生那里，
it's nothing wrong with that.
也不是错的。
But when God blesses with a good doctor.
但是如果神赐福给我们一个好医生，
we must give glory to God.
我们要把这个荣耀归于神。
Not to men.
不是把这个荣耀归于人。
When our brothers and sisters are sick in Africa.
当我们的弟兄姐妹生病的时候，
even one true seeker came to our church.
就算有一个慕道者来到我们教会，
during spiritual convocation.
在灵会的时候，
she was blind for 7 years.
她已经瞎眼瞎了七年。
She came to our church.
她来到我们教会。
And for her to be blind for 7 years, of course she tried many different things, but her eyes, she still cannot see.
所以他已经瞎了七年，而这七年他也试过很多方法，但是仍然看不见。
But came to our church.
他来到我们教会。
She prayed the first day.
他第一天祷告，
Second day,
第二天祷告，
and on the third day,
第三天的时候，
God opened her eyes.
神开了他的眼。
Can you imagine that?
你可以想象吗？
Open her eyes to see.From the blindness he had for 7 years.
他开了他的眼，七年看不见，他可以看见了。
Just like one brother.
就像另外一个弟兄。
He had this flesh eating disease.
他有这种像肉食杆菌这种病毒。
And this brother is pretty wealthy.
而这个弟兄他很有钱。
And he went to many different kind of doctors.
他去了很多医生。
And no matter where he go to, where he go to.
他不管去到哪里。
He cannot get any better.
他都没有办法好。
And it get to the point because.You can see he showed me his scar right on his leg.
那他也给我看他在腿上的那个伤疤。
this flesh-eating disease already eating through his bone already.
那种细菌会先吃他的肉，而已经到达说开始吃他的骨头了。
And it's full of maggots inside the wound.
而那个伤口里面都有一些蛆。
And he cannot sit and with his family.
他没有办法和他的家人同桌。
Because he smells so bad.
因为他的味道实在太难闻了。
But he just sit by himself outside.
所以很多时候他坐的时候，他都一个人坐。
But what did he do?
但他做什么呢？
He prayed.
他祷告。
He prayed.
他在祷告，神医治了他。
Even now has a scar, there's a almost like a circle like on his leg.
虽然现在留有伤疤，
but it's completely healed.
但是现在完全得医治。
All because of prayer.
这一切都是因为祷告。
If we are connected to the source.
如果我们与源头连接，
you know, the spirit inside of us.
我们在里头的灵。
It's the same spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead.
那个圣灵也是使主耶稣基督复活的灵。
But why the spirit in us nowadays?
但是为什么现今在我们里面的灵不是那么的有力？
Not because of the spirit.
并不是因为圣灵的关系。
Because we are not connected to the source.
是因为我们与源头没有连接。
But just like Nehemiah.
但是就如同尼希米。
He did not need to say much.
不用说什么。
Just like many ministers who were connected to the source.
就如同许多资深的传道人与源头连接。
When they cast out evil spirits.
当他们赶鬼的时候。
All they need to say in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out.
他们只需要说奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼。
And they are gone.
那个鬼就走了。
But because they are connected to the source.
但是因为他们与源头连接。
Nehemiah.
尼希米。
Chapter 2.
第二章
Chapter 2.
尼希米记的第二章
Verse 10.
第十节
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第十二章的第十节
When Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Ammonite official heard of it, they were deeply disturbed that a man had come to seek the well-being of the children of Israel.
何伦人第十节何伦人和三巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处就甚
So when we are connected to the source,
当我们与源头连接
the first thing we encounter is the enemy will go against us.
第一件事情就是我们的敌人会来反抗我们。
So don't think when we are connected to the source.
所以不要想当我们与源头连接
everything is fine and dandy.
一切都会很美好。
But rather when we are connected to the source.
反而当我们与源头连接
we see Satan try to work so hard.
我们就会看见撒旦更努力地想要动工。
That's why any household or workers of God.
所以任何有工人的家庭
Always some kind of trial and tribulation.
都会有一些患难。
Why? Because the more we want to serve God,
因为我们越想服侍神
the more Satan will attack us.
撒旦就会越要攻击我们。
One time, a member had a vision.
有一次，我们工人有一个异象。
And the vision is that Satan was on the roof of the chapel.
就看见撒旦坐在圣殿的屋顶上。
And this Satan was sleeping.
而那个撒旦在那边睡觉。
And then God showed that members.The brother and sister in church.
那神就给他看教会里面的弟兄姐妹们。
They all sinning against God.
他们都在犯罪得罪神。
Because of this, Satan did not need to do anything.
就因为这样子，撒旦在屋顶上什么都不用做。
He can just sleep up there. Why? Because every brother and sister do his will already anyway.
他就在上面睡觉，为什么呢？因为弟兄姐妹都依着自己的旨意在行事。
But then there's another vision.
但是他又看到另外一个异象。
And Satan was on top of the roof of the chapel.
撒旦在会堂的屋顶上。
And he was trying to open up the roof and everything.
他努力的想要把屋顶的砖打开。
And trying to get into the chapel.
他想要进到会堂来。
And why was this?
为什么呢？
Because all the brothers and sisters were praying to God.
因为所有弟兄姐妹都努力的在会堂里面祷告。
And none of them are committing sin.
没有任何人得罪神。
Because of this, Satan worked so hard, tried to disturb the brothers and sisters.
就因为这样子，他很努力的想要干扰我们的弟兄姐妹们。
So just like Nehemiah.
就如同尼希米。
He was connected to the source.
他与源头连接。
God answers prayer.
神回答了他的祷告。
But Satan also will work.
但是撒旦也会工作
so do not be surprised.
所以不要惊讶
If we want to serve God,
如果你想要服侍神
the more we want to serve God,
你越想要服侍神
the more Satan want to destroy our family.
撒旦就会越想要毁灭你的家庭
and divide between you and I.
要离间你和我
you know, Satan somewhat is always like a mafia, right?
很多时候撒旦就很像那黑帮派
For example, just like a minister.
就比如说我们身为传道人
If he cannot get to me,
如果你没有办法到达我这里
try to get to my wife.
那你会想要联络我太太
get to my wife,
如果你想联络我太太
try to go through my nieces and nephew.
你可能会先问我的侄子或子女
But these are the people that's closest to me.
因为这些人是跟我最亲近的
If my wife her faith is not up to par,
如果我太太的信仰不好
then it's very hard for me to serve God.
那这样子我来服侍神就变成更加困难
If my wife does not live a life of prayer and read the Bible, it's very difficult difficult for me to be a minister.
如果我太太过的不是读经祷告的生活，我就很难成为传道人。
And Satan knows this.
撒旦都知道。
So that's why for any couple, for any family want to serve the true and living God.
所以不管是任何家庭，任何夫妻想要服侍神。
Satan will come to try to destroy you.
撒旦一定会想要来离间你们。
Just like here when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite, when they heard someone show any kind of care for their fellow brother, they came against them.
就如同这里此节记载，何伦、三巴拉和多比亚听见有人为以色列求好处，他们就很恼怒。
And what is the first thing they want to do?
他们想要做的第一件事情是什么？
What is the first thing Satan want to do?
撒旦想要做的第一件事情是什么？
Chapter 2 verse 19.
第二章的第九节。
But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official,At Goshen, the Arab heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, What is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king?
第十九节，但何伦人、三巴拉并为奴的亚门人、多比亚和阿拉伯人基散听见就耻笑我们，藐视我们说，你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？
Remember at first only two of them.
记得吗？刚开始只有两位，
Sanballat and Tobiah.
只有三巴拉和有和多比亚。但是第十九节这里，
took another enemy,
他们又找了一个人来，
Goshen, the Arab.
而就是基散人阿拉伯人。
Look at in verse 4.
但是看第四节，
chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章的第一节，
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章的第一节。
But it so happened when Sanballat heard that were rebuilding the wall.That he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews, verse 2.
第二节。
And he spoke before the brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What are these fabled Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifice? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stone from the heaps of rubbish, stone that are burned? We can see, in the beginning, there's only two enemies.
我们可以看到刚开始的时候只有两个敌人。
And there were three enemies.
后来来了三个。
Now it's the whole army of Samaria.
现在是整个亚门人都敌对他们。
So, in other words,
换句话说
don't be surprised.
不要惊讶。
When our tribulation and trial continue to increase every single time.
当我们的患难还有困难每天不断的增加。
But that doesn't matter.
这不重要。
Satan is nothing compared to God.
因为撒旦和神比较起来什么都不是。
And that's why every time Satan came to bother me.
所以每一次撒旦来打扰我的时候。
All I need to say in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast you out.
我只要说奉主耶稣圣名赶你。
And they are gone.
他们就走了。
So they're nothing compared to our God.
所以他们跟我们的神是没得比的。
But we must be connected to the source.
但是我们一定要和源头连接。
Because sometimes when Satan came to bother me.
因为有时候当撒旦来打扰我。
My faith is not good.
我可能我的信仰
不好。And my prayer life is not good.
可能我的祷告生活不好
I cannot cast him out.
我没有办法赶他
Take me forever.
那他们可能要花我很多时间
And sometimes I became so frightful also.
有时候我也会害怕
Why? Because I'm not connected to the source.
因为我们与源头没有连接
So you see here in verse 19.
所以在这里第十九节
Yes, the enemy will continue to come and try to disturb us.
是的敌人会不断地想要来攻击我们
What is the first weapon?
但是他们的第一个武器是什么
Is to make them lose heart.
就是让他们灰心
That's why they said, hey, will they rebuild the wall?
所以他问他们说你要重建城墙吗
They even laugh at them.
他耻笑他们
So sometimes it's like this.
有时候也是这样
When we want to revive the church.
当我们想要复兴教会
Satan will do many things to discourage us.
撒旦会做很多事情使我们失去信心
Maybe even cause brothers and sisters to fight one another.
或者是弟兄姐妹争吵
But we must realize.
但是我们必须要知道
This is Satan's work.
这是撒旦的工作
All of us love God very much.
我们每一个人都很爱神
And we want to fulfill the same goal, the same purpose.
我们想要成全每同一个目标，同一个目的地。
Just like Nehemiah,
就如同尼希米。
The people they want to fulfill the same goal.
百姓他们都想要成全同一个目的。
But look at verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20.
再看第二章第二十节。
So he answered them and said to them, "The God of heaven himself will prosper us there. Therefore, his servant will arise and build. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem."
第二十节，我回答他们说：“天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份、无权、无纪念。”
So Nehemiah was connected to the source.
所以尼希米与源头连接。
He said, "Yeah, you want to disturb us?"
是的，你想要打搅我们吗
？It doesn't matter.
不重要。
Because God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
And He'll make His servant to rise and build.
他会使他的仆人起来建造。
And then look at chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
It doesn't mean that when we start to do work, then we stop to pray.
当然不，这第三章这里不代表我们开始做工的时候就开始祷告。
For example, during spiritual convocation.
比如说，灵恩会。
We should pray for spiritual convocation all year long.
我们应该这一整年都在为灵恩会祷告。
Not only one month before.
不是只有一个月前。
Then after spiritual convocation, we no longer pray.
那灵恩会之后就不祷告了。
It's not like this.
不是应该是这样的。
Prayer is 24/7.
祷告是每一天的。
We pray day in and day out.
每天不管是什么时候
Until the day that God take us to be with him.
直到神把我们带走与他同在
That's why in chapter 3 verse 1
所以在第三章的第一节
Then Eliasaph the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests and built the sheep gate.
那时大祭司以利亚死和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门
So what does this mean?
这代表什么
You can see that the priest he is the spiritual leader of the people.
就是祭司是百姓的属灵领导者
Yes, when the enemy came upon them,
当敌人来到的时候
he was the first one that rose up with his fellow brethren to build the sheep gate.
就是他带领的其他的祭司一起起来建立羊门
So the same thing for us.
对我们也是一
样 If we are council members,
如果我们是负责人
If we are ministers,
如果我们是传道人
We are the one should be the first one to rebuild the church of God.
我们也是第一个起来重建教会的
For example, this morning prayer.
比如说今天早上
As council members,
身为传负责人
We must be the first one here.
我们应该是第一个来的
Not only us,
但是只有我们
We and our family.
我们和我们的家人
Just like the high priest.
就如同大祭司
Not only him,
不是只有他
He also brought his fellow servants.
他也带着他的其他的祭司一起
So this kind of attitude is very contagious.
所以这样子的观念还有行动是很感染别人的但是我们身为今天教会的领导人
prayer,
在早上的聚会
we never hear on time.
我们从来不准时来
we only walk in when they sing in hymns.
在他们唱诗的时候我们才走进来
How can we ask others to look at us to be leaders?
我们要怎么样叫别人看起我们呢
We must follow the example.
我们要 有样学样
Look at the priest, the high priest rose up.
看这个大祭司
Then all the other priests rose up.
让众弟兄还有众祭司
Because of this, it sparked all the other congregation.
也因为这样子，他们也请众百姓一起起来。
Because in verse 2,
在第二节
said next to Eliasaph.
其次就是耶利哥人建造。
It means Eliasaph, the one that started to build the sheep gate.
那以利亚撒就是那个建羊门的人。
Then next to him,
接下来
men of Jericho built.
就是耶利哥人建造。
And verse 4,
第四节
next to them,
接下来
and verse 5,
第五节
next to them,
接下来
and verse 7,
第七节
next to them,
接下来
and verse 8,
第八节
next to them,
接下来
verse 9,
第九节
next to them,
接下来
verse 10,
第十节
next to them,
再接下来
This means this kind of spark is so contagious.
所以我们可以看到这样子的行为是很有影响力的。
But it starts from the leaders of the church.
但是要从教会的领导人开始。
If we are leaders, cannot lead the congregation.
如果身为教会今天的负责人领导人没有办法影响会众
we must pray and repent.
那我们真的要悔改
Because for this particular time,
因为在这个特别的时候
for this particular 2 years,
在这特别的
God chose us to be council members for a reason.
神选我们做负责人是有原因的
That is to be able to serve him and his people.
就是要能服侍他的百姓
来服侍他的教会 And the best way to serve him is people to be on our knees.
那最好服侍教会的方法就是要双膝跪在地上。
Then if all of us serve God like this,
如果我们每一个人都这样子服侍神
there's no way Satan can overcome us.
撒旦就不能攻击我们。
Look chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章的第六节。
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 6.
尼希米记第四章第六节。
So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height, for the people had a mind to work.
这样我们修造城墙，城墙就连都联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
Actually, these people they were very afraid.
当然，百姓也很害怕。
Why? Because their enemies were threatening them.
为什么呢？因为他们的敌人常常威胁他们。
But Nehemiah,
但是尼希米
as the leader of the people,
身为这些百姓的领导人
he know how to encourage them.
他知道怎么样鼓励他们。
Look at verse 13.
第十三节。
13 and 14.
第十三节，第十四节。
Chapter 4.
第四章的第十三十四节
Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall and the opening and set the people according to their families with their sword, with their spears and their bows. Verse 14.
第十四节
And I looked and arose and said to the nobles and to the leaders and to the rest of the people, Do not be afraid of them. Remember, the Lord great and awesome God
and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
We can see this encouragement from a true leader.
我们可以看到这个是真的鼓励从一个真的领导者来的。
Yes, even though the enemy is all over the place.
是的，虽然他们的敌人遍布满地。
But because of his faith.
但是因为他的信。
Because he was connected to source.
因为他与源头连接。
And he be able to give the people around him such great faith.
他可以给他周围的人大有信心。
And then look at chapter 6, verse 15 and 16.
看第六章的第十五节。
6, 15, 16.So the war was finished on the 25th day of Elul, that in 52 days, verse 16.
第十六节。
And it happened when all enemies heard of it, and all the nation around us saw these things, they were very disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that the work was done by our God. How wonderful this is.
这是多么好的事情。
The war was finished.
城墙结束。
And what happened to all enemies?
那他们的敌人呢?
They got defeated.
他们已经被战败了。
And why they get defeated?
他们为什么被战败了?
Not because of our own strength.
不是因为他们自己的力量。
Because the strength of our God.
而是因为出乎神的力量。
They cannot stop there.
但是他们没有在那里停止。
If the wall already rebuilt,
虽然只有城墙盖完。
We must keep the wall continue to be up.
我们要继续的往上盖城墙。
That's why chapter 7 verse 3.
所以在第七章的第三节。
And I say to them, do not let the gate of Jerusalem be open until the sun is hot.And while they stand guard, let them shut and bar the doors, and appointed guards from among the inhabitants of Jerusalem, one armed with station, another in front and in his own house. So we see that during this time that, yes, the wall was up.
所以我们看到这时候的城墙已经盖起来了。
But Nehemiah with wisdom.
但是尼希米与他们同在。
He must position the men to keep the gates.
他要把这些人摆在那里看守城墙。
Because this gate is for his chosen people to go in and out.
因为这个城墙是要使百姓进出的。
So just like for you and I.
就如同你和我。
When after we rebuild the church of God.
当我们重建了神的教会。
Do not become lukewarm.
不要是温的信心。
But rather continue to stand God.
反而要更加待在神里面。
Because the enemy Satan will never be tired.
因为我们的敌人撒旦永远都不会累。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
用神继续的带领我们。
Let all of us be connected to source.
让我们每一个人都能与源头连接。
With love.
有爱。
With praising to God.
有赞美神的祷告。
With humility.
有谦卑的心。
With hope.
有盼望。
With live a life of repentance.
有活着悔改的一生。
May God bless all of us.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
我们一起默祷。